Vikings open up their Mankato. Even the Atlanta Falcons getting ready to start. And, of course, we're going to follow Atlanta a lot, not only because Hard Knocks is going to do the Falcons this year, but from a former USD standout, Tyler Starr, member of the Atlanta Falcons, and he joins us on the fan line. Tyler, nice to have you on the program today.
Hey, it's glad to be here.
See, number 49 for the Falcons. Wait a minute. Didn't you wear 11 down at USD? Can't you get Julio Jones? Can't you buy his number out?
I don't think I'll ever see that kind of money.
But you're going to wear number 49. What's it been like since you were drafted? What has your life been like with the Atlanta Falcons?
It's been, you know, obviously, you know, life-changing just to be around some elite players such as, you know, Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and, you know, Croy Bierman. But, you know, like I said, there's nothing I'd rather be doing in the world than playing football. And, like I said, I'm just looking forward to get the opportunity to, you know, see what training camp will bring for me.
I know before the draft we had talked about some of the teams that you'd had some contact with. How much did you talk to Atlanta before the draft, and was there any idea that they were going to pick you up?
Not near. I really had no clue that Atlanta was disinterested or even had any idea in drafting me. It kind of caught me by surprise, but I'm just glad that they found me.
They're going to use you as a linebacker. How are they going to use you? What have they talked to you about how they want to use you down there in Atlanta?
I think it's a lot of similar stuff that we did in college, you know, just, you know, try and get to the quarterback when I get opportunities, and then, you know, just be an athlete on the field. I think I'm one of those guys that can do a lot of versatility for them, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, showing them what I can do.
You know, you had the rookie symposium last week. What was that all about? That you had all the rookies together and telling you what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, that was a very helpful experience, just from the aspect of seeing, you know, or seeing and hearing ex-players talk about the things in the past they took that worked but that didn't work, and it kind of laid it out on the line there for all of us rookies, what not to do and whose steps to follow, and kind of gave us a guideline to follow in order to be successful in the NFL.
Which one touched you the most? Which of the symposiums? Which one touched you the most?
I think when Warren Sapp and Chris Carter had the chance to talk to all of us, I mean, those are two very highly respected players that played in this league. And, they said that they were so close to, you know, messing up. And if they could have gone back and do it again, how much more successful they would have been if they would have, you know, made the right decisions all the way through. But I think just the knowledge that they gave us, just going into it right away, like your first season, was, you know, you're going to need that right away, right when training camp hits. I mean, Chris Carter said, you have to attack the day. Like, how am I going to take a grown man's job? This guy's getting paid millions of dollars. He's not going to want to give it up.
Was there one topic that they covered, Tyler, that just made you shake your head and kind of like, for most of us, would consider common sense, but they hammered home? Was there one that just made you shake your head and kind of in amazement?
You know, they told us about, you know, obviously, you know, it's going to be a lifestyle change and people are going to be out to get you. You don't realize it yet because, you know, you're so busy and caught in the process of trying to get into the NFL. But, you know, people, the second you start, you know, getting your name called on TV, people are going to start calling, asking for handouts. And, I mean, there's going to be, you know, people out there going to try and, you know, either ask for a favor or, you know, try and get you in trouble and pull you one way or another. And you just got to stay focused and locked in the whole time. Otherwise, it's so easy to slip up.
He's the former USD standout, now the Atlanta Falcons, Tyler Starr, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You got a football camp coming up this weekend in Sioux Falls. You're coming back, giving back a little bit. Tell us about the camp.
Man, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I finally get an opportunity to, you know, give back to the community a little bit and the youth here that get set up a camp with Sanford and Riggs football. And, you know, I'm hoping as many kids can get out there because I want to, you know, share that information with them that, you know, I didn't get when I was a kid and I didn't get the opportunity to go to a camp like this. So I just want to, you know, not only help them out on the field, but just, you know, let them know that, you know, football, you know, is going to give them multiple opportunities in the future if that's something they decide to do. And, you know, what a better way to, you know, spend an afternoon than, you know, out on the football field, you know, with your, you know, mom and dad or whoever wants to come along and watch and just, you know, enjoy the day.
Yeah, what ages and how soon can they sign up, because it's coming up this week?
Yeah, you can sign up, you know, probably, you know, it's coming up on Thursday, so you have to sign up as probably as soon as possible. And it's going to be ages, you know, the middle school and the high school. So, I mean, as soon as you can play some football in middle school and high school, if you can play, you can come to the camp. So
Riggs Football Academy would be the website. Just go to Riggs Football Academy. All the details are right there. When do you have to go back to Atlanta?
July 20th, I leave, and then we training camp, we check in on the 22nd. So not too far away.
Have you been working harder now than before you were drafted? The things that you have to get ready for. Physically, are you working harder now, or are you able to pull back a little bit and concentrate more on what the defensive schemes are going to be?
You know, I thought having this break was going to be, you know, just be able to relax and, you know, just have a couple days off. But, man, like, the only thing that's been running through my mind is, are you working hard enough to make this team? Who's outworking you right now? So, I mean, it's almost been more stressful than anything ever, because really, when it comes down to it, next month is going to be more important than the combine, more important than, you know, all-star games, more important than the season, because you can do all that and get there, but if you don't perform when you get here, you know, it's all worth nothing.
So are you more anxious or excited at this point for training camp to actually start, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm ready for it to be here, because, you know, it's football at the end of the day, and I'm looking forward to, you know, just kind of to prove to myself what I'm capable of doing. And I've never been to a professional NFL game in my life, so I'm looking forward to, you know, the first one going to, hopefully, you know, playing in and making some plays.
August 8th, you get to host the Dolphins.
Yep.
First one out. Then you go to Houston, and then the Titans and the Jaguars. Those will be your first four preseason games. You know, you got the Vikings this year, Atlanta oh, yeah. at Minnesota this year. You got that one marked down?
Oh yeah, I think my family's taking a bus up to Minnesota for that one.
Tyler, we hope a lot of kids come out and see you with this football camp again here in Sioux Falls. Go to RiggsFootballAcademy.com. All the details are there. What about this Hard Knocks thing that HBO is going to be doing? Have you been talked about prepared for what Hard Knocks is going to bring Atlanta, since they're following you guys?
Yeah, man. You know, I'm not really sure what to expect with that. I don't know if that's a good thing for us. I don't know what practices are going to be like now that they're coming following us around, but I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what it's about. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, you can't let it distract you, but, you know, it's going to be pretty cool. Hopefully, you know, people around here who has been following me in the past can, you know, maybe get a sneak peek.
Tyler, we wish you the best. You got a lot of folks around here pushing for you. We wish you the best, and we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, man, I appreciate everything.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler.
See ya. Good luck. Tyler Starr, Atlanta Falcons. He's wearing number 49, and we wish him all the best.
I really think that Julio Jones should give up his number.
Don't you think?
I mean, that would be the nice thing to do.